This is the Vintage Truth Podcast with best-selling author and Bible teacher, Jeff Kinley. Let's dig deep and grow strong. And now, here's Jeff.
Okay, so I want to talk about something that is sort of the, it's not the elephant in the room, it's the elephant in the country. And that is the state of our country. And I want to basically rewind a little bit. Back in 2016, I wrote a book that was published in 2017, and it was called The End of America, Bible Prophecy and a Country in Crisis. Or maybe I should pronounce that The End of America, because that obviously gives a question mark there. But in that book, I do a lot of things. First of all, I talk about America's Judeo-Christian roots, our foundation, and what we were built upon. And I talk about how firm that foundation was, and basically debunk the idea that revisionist historians have tried to propagate that America really was never founded on Christian principles. And that's just completely wrong. I mean, you could not be any more wrong than that. Obviously, our founding fathers, like any of the leaders of our country today, were not perfect people. They were flawed individuals like we are. And obviously, there were things going on in that day that that were different, because it was a different world. The whole world was different. It wasn't just America. The whole world was a different place back then. But yet these people risk their fortunes and their lives to establish a country that would give freedom to all people, and including the freedom of worship. And our Lord is mentioned over and over and over again in our founding documents and in the personal writings of our founding fathers. All that to say, I wrote this book, and then I began to talk about what's gone wrong with America. This, keep in mind, this is almost 4 years ago. And I talk about what has happened in America that is causing God to deliver America to judgment. And I list several things. I talk about, is America in Bible prophecy? And why do we not see the presence of the United States of America, the most powerful nation on the planet Earth, the most influential superpower, the greatest military power? Why are we not, we don't even get a hint of a mention in Revelation or Daniel about the end times. Why not? I tell you why in this book. And then I talk about how close could we be to the fulfillment of Revelation's prophecies, and i.e. the rapture. Now, I tell you all that to say this. The book was released in 2017, and it did pretty well. But here's the deal. Now people are circling back to this book and go, whoa, 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 we missed something here. This book was written, and it essentially puts America through the x-ray machine, puts America through an MRI, and uncovers what's going on in America. I mean, on the surface, you know, we might have looked good. You know, we might have had a clean shave and a shower and makeup or whatever. But you know what? Underneath, there's a lot of rotting that's going on. And one of the things I talk about, and this is why this book is so timely for right now, and right now people are going out and buying this book again, and they're sharing with people, because we are in such a precarious moment in American history right now that if something radical doesn't happen, then, my friend, you need to buckle your seatbelt, because perilous times are coming in our country. And what we've seen through the floodgates of filth and sin that have been opened up through these anarchists in our streets, these lawless, barbarian pagans that have come and they're just tearing our country down. And we've got people in government that are calling for the same thing. They want to completely dismantle America and our institutions. And even the Smithsonian right now has an exhibit that is promoting the dismantling of just people going to work. and saying that this is some sort of racist value to want to go to work and love your family and have a sense of personal responsibility. They're dismissing all those things. And they want to turn our country into an absolute cesspool of anarchy. And one of the reasons why that is happening, and I outline this even more so in the book, but is because we are, I want to give you two things here today. Number one is that we are experiencing a decline spiritually. When I say decline, that's a very kind word to use. I mean, we've dove off the cliff here when it comes to declining spiritually. According to a study by George Barnum, 25% of unchurched adults today identify as atheist or agnostic. That's a quarter of the people that are not going to church. And by the way, most people are not going to church today. I mean, church attendance is way, way, way down. And, you know, it's been very interesting to see the effect that this lockdown has had on churches. I'm talking about self-imposed things here, not government mandates or, you know, what's going on in California right now or other states where the governor is basically saying you can't meet or you shouldn't gather or you definitely shouldn't sing and that kind of thing. And yet they're allowing for protests in the streets of thousands of people. I mean, just once again, just the logic of a godless mind always eats its own tail because it can't think straight, according to Romans chapter 1. Anyway, 25% of unchurched adults, because church attendance is way down. A third of those unchurched adults have never been to church. So we're experiencing what England experienced 10, 15 years ago, where you've got entire demographics who have never set foot inside a church other than a wedding and a funeral, for a wedding and a funeral. And only because those were just glorified community centers where weddings and funerals took place. People don't have God in their lives. And when I say that, I mean that there's not even a God consciousness anymore. I mean, they don't even think about God. There's no twinge of guilt about what's going on in the world. They don't think that God even relates. And obviously, that he's not even there. As a result of that, the next generation that's coming up is very gospel resistant. I mean, we officially are in a post-Christian America. And it's not just Christianity, it's just all the Judeo-Christian values, just basic, you know, law and order and peace and neighbors and being friendly and helping people out and, you know, going to the grocery store without being afraid of running into a roadblock of people that are going to smash your car to bits. I mean, the days of Mayberry and Andy and Barney and, you know, black and white TV and that kind of, those days are way, way gone. And yes, it's fun to watch reruns of that and think about what life was like. And I grew up in that kind of world. I grew up in a world where it was peaceful. I mean, even in the midst of the 60s and the Vietnam War and all that stuff, I lived in a small community and we were relatively unaffected by all of that. We had a very peaceful life. And the city that I lived in was wonderful. I mean, maybe you experienced the same thing. But all that to say is, this generation that's being raised up is gospel resistant. Less than half of Americans today attend church. Less than half. What does that tell you? Well, if they're not even going to church, and that's not saying that all the churches that are being attended are great churches, because most of the churches today in America are not preaching the Word of God or the gospel. So even the half, the less than the half that are attending church are not attending good churches. So who knows what the percentage is there? You know, perhaps a half or two thirds of those who attend church today are not attending Bible. So that all that to say is that those of us who love Scripture, who love the Word of God, love truth, and who love peace and who love real justice, all those things, those people are dying breed. We are the minority. There was a poll taken in churches, by the way, and they asked the question, what helps Americans grow most in their faith? So we're talking about people that already have a faith, right? Top 10 reasons. Church didn't even make the top 10. It didn't even make the top 10. And what I think is happening, and this could be kind of an unintended good result of this lockdown thing because of the crowds, you know, gathering for worship. This could, in essence, sound the death knell for the megachurch. In other words, this could be God's way of opening our eyes and looking around and going, you know what, I don't need to be in a room with 3,000 people. I don't need to be in a room with 900 people. If I'm going to experience real church and real community, real koinonia, the Bible talks about that fellowship that is biblical. You know, maybe I just need to be in a church that's like 80% of the churches in America under 200 people. What would happen if we got that kind of personal attention from our pastors? What would happen if we had more interaction with other believers in the same room? My friend, I'm just telling you, this may be a good thing for us, but that's kind of a side point. More in this declining of spirituality is there's less of God in our culture. We've driven God out of science. We've driven God out of education. We're driving God completely out of government. And we just don't want God because we're afraid that somehow that'll impact our life. You know, they've taken down the Ten Commandments long ago in classrooms because, oh, that's promoting a religion, right? Well, guess what? The more we've taken down those basic moral principles that are really not that religious other than a couple of them, guess what? Murder has spiked. Robbery and theft has spiked. Adultery has spiked. All of that in our culture. As we've gone down the road of godlessness, then the increase in those sins have been dramatically charted. Well, that's one thing. Declining spirituality is one of the things that's wrong with America. And that tells me that we are in a critical state. We're not just sick with a sniffle. We're in the ER and we're losing blood fast. Our blood pressure is dropping by the second. And that's why I wrote this book, The End of America. The second reason that I list in the book on why America is in decline is not just it's declining spirituality, but it's decaying morality. Decaying morality. You know, I posted a meme the other day that basically just said, you know, first we permit sin, then we accept sin, and then we make excuses for sin, then we legalize sin, then we promote sin, and then we celebrate sin. And we're at the point in our world today, in our country today, where we are actively celebrating sin. We're celebrating lawlessness. We are celebrating homosexuality. We're celebrating the killing of the unborn. We celebrate that. We dance in the streets for those things. If you don't think that's true, you go check out a website called Shout Your Abortion, which, by the way, was one of the number one trending Twitter hashtags in, I think, 2016. Shout Your Abortion. It's not just that we had an abortion, we're ashamed of the fact that we murdered our baby. We want the whole world to know, and we're actually very proud of it. They're very proud of it. We've got the Supreme Court ruling for gay marriage in 2015. Recently, the Supreme Court just ruled that you cannot discriminate against a transgender because of their transgenderism. In other words, if you have an employee that's, let's just say, a childcare employee, and they come out and say, well, I'm going to pretend to be a woman now, well, you can't fire them. And of course, religious groups are pushing back against that. But that's the ruling from our Supreme Court. Supposedly, the wisest people in the land are promoting this sort of mental illness and decaying morality. People think they're born with certain rights that trump their responsibilities. You've got NAMBLA, the National American Man-Boy Love Association, that is promoting an agenda to stigmatize pedophilia, and they want to be, they want to jump on the train, okay, of just being saying, no, we just have a sexual orientation, just like a heterosexual does, just like a homosexual does, a lesbian, a homosexual. Ours is just called minor attracted sexual orientation. In other words, we just happen to be born attracted to little boys and little girls. What's wrong with that? We were born that way, right? And love is love, right? So what's wrong with that? You know, people are marrying their dogs in England. I saw a ceremony where a woman married her dog on national TV. People can imagine themselves to be another sex and gender. They can imagine themselves to be another race. They can imagine themselves to be another age. I read of a 55-year-old man who identifies as an 8-year-old girl, dresses just like her, pigtails, dress, the whole thing. Nothing wrong with him. He's perfectly normal. Because if you imagine something to be in your head, all of a sudden that becomes true. Unless, of course, you imagine yourself to be a millionaire and go to your bank and say, where's my money? All of a sudden, identifying as something doesn't line up with their reality. So we're decaying morally in our country. The family, less than half, that's 46% of America's children, rather, live with two parents that are heterosexuals and that are married in their first marriage. Less than 46%. In 1960, it was 73%. 41% of children in America today are born outside of marriage. And in minority communities, it's much, much higher than that. So we are in an age where we're in declining spirituality, we're decaying morally, and the forces of evil are no longer ashamed to just throw pot shots at Judeo-Christian values. They're rising to the forefront. They're marching in the streets. They're raising money for their causes. And this is nothing more than absolute satanic evil infiltrating our country. And I'm not talking about saying everybody has to be a Christian. I'm just saying abide by basic human civilization values. We're not even there at this point. And America, I talk about many other things in the book, what America has done right now that has so far left their biblical foundations that we have placed ourselves. We're not looking at God's judgment coming on America in the future, although there is a coming judgment on this country. But America is being judged right now. And you can read about how that's happening in Romans chapter 1. Verses 18 through 32. And there Paul outlines, the brilliant mind of the Apostle Paul, outlines the downward spiral and the downward stair-step pattern of a culture and a nation that invites what I call God's abandonment wrath. And it's just like in a relationship. You know, you can have a relationship with someone, you get into a big fight, and you can actually hit each other and cause those kinds of damage on each other. Or one person can just leave. And the fact that you love that person and they've left you, all of a sudden you don't get the benefits of their presence anymore, of their love and affection anymore, of the things they used to do for you, like pay your mortgage or whatever it is that they did for you, right? Well, God, in essence, that's what God says He will do. Three times in Romans chapter 1, he says that God gave them over, God gave them over, God gave them over. And it's a judicial judgment, that word, paradidomai. It means to simply say, I'm going to release you to your own chains. And you will be bound by the chains that you have chosen for yourself. You want the prison of immorality and the sexual revolution. You want that prison, I'll let you go to that prison. But I'm not, the door's going to lock behind you, by the way. You want a heterosexual, a homosexual revolution? You can have that. If that's what you really want, God says, I'll give it to you. And he gives it to him. And then the final thing is he says, I'll give you over to a depraved mind, which means that your brain does not function anymore. Your brain loses the ability to think rationally and to think about things as God intended the human mind to. Now, I say all that to say there's hope for America. And I'm going to talk more about this in the next several podcasts. But I really wanted you to be introduced to the fact that this book is enjoying this huge upsurge because people like you are looking around going, what's wrong with my country? Friends, I spell it out for you and I point you to the scriptures that help you understand what's happening and why God is judging this country. And more importantly, what we can do to bring hope to people. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth Podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to jeffkinley.com.